better lift your hands. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Yeshua. Hallelujah.
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 For you are the Most High, Almighty God. We bless you for all things. For we do intrigue you this night. And we brought you for the tremendous tikvah in Yeshua. We have a hope and promise. We as Israel, we wait patiently for the promises of our precious Abba. For your name is excellent. Your throne is excellent. And we are blessed today to be able to intrigue you. We thank you, for we gather in your name. You declare by the written words, where two or three are gathered in your name, there shall you also be in the midst. We believe that, we trust that, and truly our fellowship tonight is with you, Almighty Abba, with your Son, or Yeshua HaMashiach, by the power of HaKodash Ruah. We bless you and we thank you. Now settle us all tonight. Bless your mind servant that he may speak with a greater clarity and understanding this night. We ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. We trust you for the test, you are the victory. And we believe that Israel cried hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, I believe ye are. Will bless us all tonight. Shalom. You may be seated. What a wonderful occasion this is. We certainly do acknowledge him for all things, Almighty Yahweh. For his tremendous blessings that he has poured out in the house of Israel. And we may have minds to understand the perfect will and the perfect direction that Yahweh directs and leads his people. So that is a wonderful thing to understand and to know in this hour. We have such a diversity of all kinds of religious directions that are not being imposed by Almighty Yahweh. He will always lead Israel by his Ruah. I want to say this before I began tonight. There are times that I will go off on a tangent, or I will take a different route in what I am preaching. Sometimes I don't understand why. I don't understand the reasons. But yet there is someone that Yahweh intends always to speak to personally. And I want to read this letter that someone wrote me, even concerning the message on yesterday, as I speak to Elder Martin often, because he is my mentor. I know that he may not spell like you or I, but the words that he speaks to me, they're words of tremendous strength, and they give me that resolve and the anointing when I sense the shallowness or depleted of my energy or my strength. The words that he constantly speaks to me, they are words that causes me to rise to the occasion by the leading of Almighty Yahweh. And I don't take that for granted. I bless Yahweh for that. We were out the other day here building the Sukkoth. I was out there with the brothers, and Elder Martin pulled up. And we were talking, we were discussing a certain issue. And he said to the brothers, he did not say it. How do I know he did not say it? Because I'm telling you that. It's settled. And it was settled. That's all right with me. I have no compunction with that. And I do bless Yahweh for that, because we do need that. We may think we do not need that, but it is a wonderful thing. When Yahweh raises up the elders among us, elder men and women, that have an experience that we that are younger do not possess. There was one thing in Israel when he began to withdraw his Ruah from the people of Israel. He began to remove the elders and began to remove them out of the midst. It is a wonderful thing to have wise, elderly men and women in the midst of the congregation of Almighty Yahweh. Wonderful to have sober-minded and people that have understanding in the simplest of forms as to what Yahweh intends for us to do and to obey. The brother writes me, he says, "Bless you, brother," parentheses, Pastor Roberts. He says, "Brother, thank you once again for the message of truth. Many of the things you spoke about, you spoke directly to me. But I can tell you I am not offended. Thank you. I pray Yahweh will bless you and your wife with tov heth. Pastor, I am preparing myself and my family to move from New York over to Texas. In so doing, please pray for us, and we will." And he says, "Love always." Oh, something for the soul. I was speaking with my 10-year-old daughter, and we were discussing friendship. And she said to me, "Dad, you have no friends." And I turned to her because I was listening to the message over the internet. And I said, "This man, Pastor Roberts, is my friend." And she says, "No, he is not." And I said, "Yes, he is." And we went back and forth. "You see, my friend, I know," she said, "that because she has never seen us together. But I know that you are my friend because you speak the truth. Also, tell the brothers, I really enjoyed the messages on last Shabbat." So Yahweh's word never goes out and return unto him void. It always goes and accomplishes that which he has purposed and set it forth to accomplish. It is either to engraft in, to change, to transform, was either to cut off with blindness, whereby one cannot even identify their sins. This nation and the nations of the world, they have turned a blind ear to truth. Yahweh is the Most High, and He is everlasting. And His Torah, His principles, are the truth. And this is a generation, this nation, has turned a deaf ear to anything that is associated with the teachings, the beautiful simplicity of the mitzvah of Almighty Yahweh. His Torah is the expression of all truth. And when a people and a nation began to turn themselves away from that, they are always seeking for one to take the seat and the place of Almighty Yahweh. That is why we have the towers of strength today. Brothers and sisters, there is nothing more captivated, there is nothing more powerful in the world system today than the thought of democracy and the power of capitalism, because it plays on the greed and the lusts and the desires of a people that is filled with covetousness. It plays on the greed and the purpose of their own heart that is filled with lasciviousness, covetousness, and greed. And that is why the prophet Zephaniah, The words that he speaks unto Israel must be spoken unto Israel in this hour, that we may prepare for the things that are ahead of us. The word capitalism and democracy, these powers, they have become prima donnas and they are the ruling forces throughout the world. Every nation today wants a capitalist system. They want a democracy. But they do not want Torah and truth. They do not want to know of the truth of the Most High. They do not want to know of the principles of Almighty Yah. They have pagan entrenched religions. And yet democracy crosses every spectrum of religion. Capitalism, because it plays on the greeds and the lusts of a people, they are captivated by their own lusts and their own desires, and once one began to do that, they are seeking to replace the authority of Almighty Yahweh. He has no purpose in their lives, and the purpose of the power of these systems, it is to take Yahweh's place. And that by the strength of democracy and the strength of capitalism, I can become rich. And they are personified, as I read unto us on yesterday in Yeshaya, but you are they that have forsaken or turned against Almighty Yah. You have forgotten my Kodesh mountain, my strong suits. We have turned our eyes away from the strengths of Almighty Yahweh. He is able to deliver. He is able to make rich. He is able to give us health and wealth. And he said, the powers that I have shown unto you, you have forsaken that. You have turned away from those things. And he said, because of that, you have prepared your system of capitalism. You have gone and established a table in the house of Yah for the God or the deity God, for this voodoo pseudo-type riches. And you have furnished a drink offering to the God of the fate many, the God of luck, the God of chance. And we see this today in this nation. Everyone is taking a chance to supply their own riches. Yahweh will supply all of our needs according to his riches in Yahshua HaMashiach. It is not a mind that trusts him today at all. And the power of these twin gods, they have displaced the very power and the essence of Almighty Yahweh. I want you to hear this, brothers and sisters. It says here in Yahushua ben Nun, Yahushua, it says in the 11th chapter in verse 17, it says, even as Yahweh instructed Yahushua as to what things he must do to destroy out of the land the same spirit and the same power of these gods. They were there from the beginning. He says, even from Mount Halah, that goes up to Seir, unto Baal Gad. You see that, Baal Gad. And it was a city that was known for its worship of Baal. It was a spirit of greed. It was a desire of covetousness. He said, I want you to destroy that. When you go, I want you to destroy it. In the valley of Lebanon, under the Mount Hermon, and all their kings he took, and he smote them, and he slew them. And the reason for that, because they represented the powers that be, and the forces of hell that had strength and power in the earth to rule the people, their mind, their desire, and their purpose. If the Torah of Yahweh is not ruling you, You are susceptible to every kind of vile, unclean thing there is. You are not led by Yah, you are led by Baal Gad, you are led by many, the gods of fortune, the gods of voodoo desire, that it causes your mind to be unstable, your desire, and there is no direction in you at all. Yahweh leads us unto his bosom. These things lead us away from Yahweh. These things do not give a desire or a purpose in our hearts to please him. They turn the mind of man away from Yah. He said, you have forsaken me. You have gone after your fortune. You have gone after the things that you believe that will produce riches. That is why this nation, they will die trying to get here. It's because of the capitalist system. It is because of the power of what we call democracy, a liberty of man to do what he pleases and what he desires. In the kingdom, it will not be that way. We're going to do all things to please Almighty Yahweh. We will not please our own corrupt desire. We will not please our own deceitful love. We will please Almighty Yahweh. And there is no other gods that turns the mind of man away from the simplicity of the Most High like the God of capitalism and the God of democracy. We think that these words or these expressions are just something that men made up. That is not so. I want to define the words democracy. I want to show you democracy. Its root word is demos. 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 Just, it means people. And krutos, rule. It is the people that rule. It is not Yahweh that rules, but it is the people that rule. They rule their own minds, their own affairs, their own desires. They rule everything. We, the people of Yahweh, Israel, was always led by him. At any time they began to rule in their own affairs, it led them to every kind of strange deity and every kind of corrupt thing there was. It turned them away from Almighty Yah. When you began to rule by your own corruption, your own anger, your own fleshly desire, it turns your heart away from Yahweh. It turns your heart away from truth. It turns your mind away from all things that pertain unto Yahweh. You look at the course of your day. When you allow your thoughts to rule and they're not governed by the Torah, and see where they lead you and how they direct you. That is why this system, it intrigues the people that you are the ruler. You are the one that rule. He has given us stipulation in his kingdom. He has given us guidance and an order that if we walk in the kingdom, that we must walk according to Yahweh's stipulation. With the people ruling, we say, we will have no Yahweh over us. We shall choose what we desire, our own desire, and we shall choose and pick anything that is appropriate for us. And what we choose and pick, it is corrupt, it's wicked, it's vile, it is unclean. It never leads us to the repentance of Almighty Yahweh. It causes us to forsake him. Things never cause us to love him. That is why he said, having food and raiment, just be content with that. Be satisfied, because the ascertaining of things will never make you love me. The more I give you, you will not love me because of that. Your heart will not desire the pure things of me. You will want more of those things. So he says to us, if you have food and you have clothing, simply be content with that. Bless me and reverence me. Worship me because of that. Now the powers of these twin gods say, you're not satisfied with that. You're not going to please with that. That is why Yahshua had to remove and destroy that spirit of Baal Gad. From the beginning, it was there. These are not new things, brothers and sisters. There's nothing new under the sun. It has always been there. And Yahweh knew exactly what caused them to be removed away from him. So he gave the command unto Yahshua. destroy the kings, destroy them, rid the land of everything that will not represent my authority and my beauty and my kingdom work. That is why we must rid our minds of Baal Gad, the lords and the gods that we bow down to within our own spirits, the greed and the lust that captivates us, that drives us, that removes us away from Torah. The Spirit of Almighty Yah, the Ruah, will lead us all the time to Torah, to truth, the desire to understand the fullness of Yahweh's power. And that thing which is in us, that Baal Gad, that leads us away from Torah to waste our time and our energy on things that are fictitious and false, not real, that will not supply our lives with the strength that is necessary. In the hour that we are in, it is not of Almighty Yahweh. And that is what the power of this democracy does. It tells you, you rule. Yahweh, He rules in the lives of His people. He is the mighty one. He is the one that directs our paths. He is the one that guides us. He leads us by His Ruah. We cannot be led by the spirit of this vile thing today. The towers of strength in the world today, it towers in the lives of the people. The greed, because capitalism creates one's own desire for wealth and greed, but it is a voodoo wealth. It's not based upon the real tangible things. The wealth of Yahweh, the truth of Yahweh is based upon His identity, His character, and who He is. So it's a great value to that. That's why He tells you to buy the truth. You don't have to buy the stock market and stocks and bonds. You buy the truth. You don't sell that, brothers and sisters. That is the strength. You're going to need that strength in this hour. We must have truth. It must be written in our love, because that is the only thing. When the powers of darkness are unleashed upon this earth, and we can see that, we see the killings, the destructions, we see the blatant disobedience of the Torah, a mitzvah of Yahweh. There is no conscience as to what things men and women will do today. There's no conscience given to it, no thought. They are not even convicted or convinced that they are sinning and doing things that are wicked before Almighty Yahweh. And they are doing things that are wicked. Now I want to show us, brothers and sisters, because this is going to lead up to what things are climaxing in this hour. I want to show you the kingdom of Israel. It is a purpose for this. Under the rule of Manasseh, he was a ruler. He was the king of Israel. And we see the very same spirit and the power today in these anti-Messiah men today. As I said to us before, as they have said Ronald Reagan's name equals 666, George Bush, these men are anti-Yah because they have the spirit of anti-Yahweh. And all of them, they are the preparation, or they prepare the way for the king that shall rise up out of the earth. And we see that today. We see it. There is a solidation of one rule and one power. Yahweh said to Babel, you will not do this. He spread it to people that nations were created throughout the world. And now the power of these towering rulers, these twin gods, say we're going to draw them all together. We're going to speak one language, and it's going to be the English language. There's only one language that Israel speak, and that is the language of the Ruah. We speak the language of Almighty Yah. And so the power of Babel says today, we will bring the nations together. Under the banner of democracy, we're going to create that in every nation. And we shall create this wealth by capitalism, that the people will rise up. They will choose what they want. If they want to be rich, they can be rich. They can do anything they want to. But it is a voodoo system. It is such a voodoo system that the minds of the people are deceived. And they think it's enough wealth in the world to create the kind of wealth that everyone can be rich. It is voodoo, brothers and sisters. How do I know it's voodoo? Because HaMashiach said this, the poor, you will always have. You will always have. And what these serpents have held in this religious whore today, They have spreaded this Baal-Gad and many doctrine throughout the world. They go to the darkest nations of poverty. And they create this aversion from truth. And tells them that Baal-Gad wants you to be rich. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to have. He wants you to have the system of liberty. You must understand whom the Son Yahshua makes free. Those are the only ones that are free to truly worship Almighty Yahweh. Only those. And it brings them under this voodoo type spirit that everyone's desire and their pursuit is to have this power of what we call wealth. And the true wealth only comes from Yahweh. Kingdoms that are very wicked and corrupt. The leaders, the minds of men today is very corrupt, is very evil. It is a very seductive mindset. And Yahweh shows us here, I want you to understand this, because it leads us to the prophet Zephaniah. He was born under the rule of Manasseh. And he saw the rise of the pagan powers and the gods proliferate in the midst of Yehuda. We see that today. We see the proliferation of gods and the power of gods rising up against the Most High and exalting themselves to say, I would establish my own commands and my own truth and my own laws. They're not based upon the principles of Almighty Yahweh. They're not based upon his Torah. They're based upon my emotions, my feeling. Because I have the strength of Baal-Gad and I have the strength of many. I have the power of this democracy. I do what I want to. No one will tell me what to do. I'm my own person. I have been purchased by the dome of Yahshua. I am no more my own. I belong unto Yahweh. I do not choose my path the way that I will go. But he has established my steps. The steps of a tough man. They're ordered by Yahweh. But they are trials. They are tribulations. He orders that. He orders that we will not be removed from the tikvah or the hope in Yahshua. What democracy says to you, I will go my own way and take my own path. Because I shall be rich. And I will have much. That is what the foolish ruler said. He says, after he realized the ingathering what he had, he said, my soul takes great delight. I say to my soul, rest. Have yourself some fun, because I have much and an abundance. And Yahweh says, you fool. Do you not know tonight that your being, your soul is required? You're going to die. Because you have removed me, you have removed my truth from your left. They have forsaken Yah for a system that creates or it has displaced him. And the system today has replaced Yahweh. In these whole houses today, they're teaching systems that are based upon the greed that is induced by capitalism. The gods and the deities that come forth out of capitalism. The gods that come out of what we call democracy. This is no democracy, brothers and sisters. It is no democracy in this nation and no nation. You're not ruling your lives. They, the powers that be, rule every aspect of your life. You're not getting no farther than they would allow you. Well, what about Yahweh? He has told us. He has given us assurance, food and raiment. Be content. I want to share this with you. It says in Malachim, 2 Kings, Chapter 21, verse 2. It talks about Manasseh. Scripture says, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh. He did after the abominations, verse 2, after the abomination of the heathens, whom Yahweh cast out before the children of Israel. For he built up again the idol temples that Hezekiah, his avat, had destroyed. And he reared up the altars of Baal, and he made groves, as did Ahab, king of Israel, and worshipped all the hosts of the Shemaim, and they served them. And he built altars in the Beit of Yahweh, of which Yahweh said, in Jerusalem will I put my name, my seal, my assurance in Jerusalem. Now you see the power of this wicked king. He displays the very truths of Almighty Yahweh. And he raised up Baal Gad. And he raised up many. You must understand that the nations of the world, they were very impressed with the Babylonian power. The Greeks, the Yardens, the Israelites, because they had a great wealth and a great power. It was a place of great intellectual knowledge. What nation of all nations presents that today like this nation? It is a nation of what we call of intellectual properties and power. And all nations are impressed with this nation here. Babylon had it was a luscious city and a luscious place of plenty and much. What other nation has the plenty and much like this nation? And nations that do not even have rivers of waters that flow through them like this nation. There's nations that do not have the abundance of water like this nation possesses. But there's no living water in this nation. It only flows in Israel. The stream of life only flows in Israel. It's not flowing in this pagan nation. There's no life in the democracy or the capitalist system of America. It destroys the man's mind. It destroys his heart. It destroys his family. That's all it does. And that is the power of Midi and Baal Gad. It destroys the integrity of a man's heart that he will do anything to ascertain those things. We buy the truth. We buy the truth of Yahweh and we do not sell it. There should be a great law for Yah in the heart of Israel. So he began to raise up these gods, and we see that today. Even in our illustrious leader today, we saw the powers of the gods raised up in the highest place in America, what we call Washington, D.C. We saw them come in from every nation when this atrocity happened in this nation. We saw the kings of the earth, of the east and the west, their condolences, their wealth was sent into the city of Babylon. We saw that in this nation. We saw them, those that were affected by what happened in 9/11. We saw them become instant millionaires of great wealth because of capitalism and democracy. And there was no love of Yah in any of them. They joined together in their prayer offerings, their drink offerings, and they there in one of the most abominable places in America, the cathedral there in Washington, where all the dignitaries and the world leaders go when they come to the nation. It is an abominable place of death, and they all gather there with their prayers. In the quietness of their prayers. It is the power of Baal Poel. It is the power of Baal Gad. It is not the spirit of Yah. Because Yahweh said to Manasseh, he said to Joshua, you go, you destroy the kings. You do not be intrigued by them. You destroy them. You root out their idols and you destroy them. This nation said, come with your idol offerings. Bring them into this nation. Why? Because she is the spirit of Babylon. She opens the gates to every god. Every god, every deity there is. America, her capitalist system, her democracy. Is the gate to the gods. And that is what she did. And all of a sudden since 9/11 we have seen a degression in this nation, the economy, the spirit of the people. I've never seen the murders and the killings of families and what things are taking place, the pedophilia and every kind of vile thing is taking place. Why? Because she opened a gate to the gods that Yahweh is not going to shut. He's going to cause every vile thing of the Shemayim to come down. And it's going to consume the mind and the heart of a wicked people and of people that are forsaken Almighty Yahweh. And that is why Israel, the prophet Zephaniah speaks unto us, because Yahweh will keep his treasure, not democracy or capitalism. Only Yahweh is going to keep his treasure. He hides Israel. Israel is hidden in the Almighty Yahweh. So he sends the prophet in the voice of Zephaniah that tells us that Yahweh shall hide Israel. Yahweh shall protect Israel. It's not going to be protected in the democracy or the capitalist system. Only Yahweh will. Yahweh said, you destroy that. This leader of this nation said, come, sit at my table. The psychotic Islamics, the pagan Buddhists, the vile Hindus, the corrupt Catholics, every kind of pagan religion, the voodoo headhunters, from every nation they came. All kinds of religious leaders came. They had their gathering at the cathedral there in Washington. And every kind of religion there was represented there. And they offered up prayers. They opened the gates to the gods in the highest place in America. That is the highest place, Washington, D.C., where all authority is adjudicated and all power is dispensed. And they opened the gate. It was because Yahweh, He has brought this nation, and this nation is admired by so many nations because of capitalism and democracy. He has brought her to that place so He can vent His destructive power upon her as He prepare you and us for His day. For the day of Almighty Yahweh is near. It's nearer than when we first believe. You see the power of this demos, this demon that draws you in this democracy, the demon of capitalism that captivates you. You will never see these things. Why? Because it will never allow your eyes to be open. We must have the true witness of Yahshua HaMashiach in us. Without that, you will never understand the truths of Almighty Yahweh. For He is the living Word. He is the power of the living truth of Almighty Yahweh. Yahshua is. Not David Roberts, not you, it is Yahshua. And the power of that witness must be in us. That is why He said to you, I will not leave you comfortless. You cannot bear in this world. You cannot overcome the powers that be. You cannot subdue them. You cannot, I don't care what you say, this system of capitalism. You out there, it draws you. It tugs on you. It pulls you. It motivates you. It twists you. It turns you. The spirit of democracy tells you to reject what Yahweh says. You are in control of all things. And you are not in control of anything at all. You're not in control of your wealth, your finance, your monies. You're not in control of all that the world, the power of demons and capitalist power control all that. Because it's the voodoo money. It's the false money. It's not the true wealth of Almighty Yahweh. Silver and gold I have none, Jephthah said. But such as I have, what? The truth of Yahweh. I give unto you, rise up. And allow Yahweh to heal your mind, your spirit. Allow Yahweh to heal your being, that you may walk in the fullness of the power of His strength. We need that today, brothers and sisters. Democracy grants us nothing. And so we find the world captivated by it. He tells Manasseh, he began to raise up these pagan powers and give strength unto them. Verse 6, and he made the sons pass through the fire to observe pagan times and to use enchantment and to deal with familiar spirits and wizards and work much wickedness in the sight of Yahweh. And he provoked Almighty Yahweh to anger. They are causing your sons and daughters to pass through the fires. They're causing them to rise up with the spirit of enchantment. Brothers and sisters, hear me. The gyrations of the bodies of this generation, the dancing and the movement of their bodies, it is the power of enchantment. They are intriguing the powers to be to come and to rule in them. That's why their bodies are twisted and deformed. They can shake their anatomy in ways that is not real. This is the power of enchantment. You can look at any kind of witchcraft or voodoo performance. It is done by enchantment and all arousing and things like that. It enchants and calls the powers that be to inhabit them and turning them over to the fire. That is what this spirit we call democracy, that we have liberty. That is what it does. We have our liberty in Yahshua HaMashiach. And that liberty is to please Almighty Yah, to bless Him, to worship Him, and to do all things to please Him. And so they're enchanting today. They're crying out to these spirits. They're drawing them down. They're pulling them. They're intriguing them. The daughters and sons are given over unto the fire. They'll be consumed with their lust and their greed. They're never satisfied. They cannot have enough. They cannot be pleased with anything at all. They burn with their lust and insatiable desire. Cannot be satisfied. Their hearts cannot be full. And yet the powers that be, this demon power of demos, democracy. It creates that illusion to say to Yahweh, I will displace Yah, I'll remove him. That's what it does. That is what the Tower of Babel was, to replace Yahweh with an authority and a kingdom power that supersede Yahweh. And Yahweh says, I will confuse you and scatter you. What we saw in America says we will bring them together to speak one language. They will speak the language of democracy. They will speak the language of capitalism. They will bring all the people under the rule and the power of that. And we see the spirit of that trying to unify there in Iraq. We're going to bring this capitalism and this spirit of democracy. It will never be. It's not going to be. It is the beginning. It is the beginning of great trials and great tribulations for this nation. We're going to see things. I know it has already begun in the spirit, brothers and sisters. That's why we have no strength. That's why our minds are not stable today. We are not sure about anything. Because the spirit of voodooism, the spirit of enchantment is there. It's everywhere you go. You go in the store, they use voodooism on you. They play the music and they intrigue you. You go in the grocery store, they play voodooism on you. They use the music, they use the different advertising. And the voice is what they use, is playing on the minds of the people. They use this voodooism, and they use this power, this democracy, this many. There's fortune here. You look at things that are so much. What do I want? I have money. And you find yourself spending things on things you have no need of. They serve no purpose at all. But it's the power that voodooism, brothers and sisters. This is what the spirit of capitalism brings. It is not the spirit of Yah ruling. Because the spirit, when Yah rules, it brings about the power of his Ahava, the pure love of Yahweh. It is more blessed to give than to have or to receive. A man's heart gives unto Yahweh. He is blessed to give unto Almighty Yah. The spirit today is not that. You must bring your oblations unto these gods, Baal, God, many. Democracy calls for you to bring it all. It calls for you to be taxed beyond measures. Just like Rehoboam, as he began to tax Israel to bring about this tremendous division. Yahweh will not put or allow anything upon us that we are not able to bear these things. Not democracy, not the spirit today, not capitalism. It takes away a man's soul. It takes away a man's life. It inhibits a man to love and to intrigue his wife and to be kind to her. Why? Because the jobs and the situations cause his heart to become hardened, cause the covetousness of his heart never to be satisfied. And he labors and he labors and he labors for things that fade away. They never stabilize him, never gives him strength at all. He always said, destroy it. Destroyed. Manasseh, he gave great credence unto these things. Twin towers of strength. And they are real today. They are real. He made his sons to pass through the fire. Verse 7. And he set up graven images unto Ashtaroth. And he made in the bed of which Yahweh said to David and Solomon his son, in this house, in this bed, and in Jerusalem, where I have chosen out all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. Neither will I make the feet of Israel move any more out of the land which I gave to their avot, only if they will observe to do all that I have commanded them. Listen now. And according to all the Torah, my servant Moshe commanded them. And Yahweh says, I will not cause the feet of Israel to be moved out of Jerusalem. If they do all that I command them, do all the Torah that Moshe commanded them. The feet of Israel is not in Israel, because we will not obey Yahweh. It is the place where Yah saves. It is the strength. It is the assurance of Yahweh. We don't have that assurance today, because the power of capitalism, it destroys any kind of assurance. It causes a man to be given over unto lustful desires that can never be quenched or satisfied. He said, but they listen not. And Manasseh, the king, the ruler, seduced them to do more evil that did the nations whom Yahweh destroyed before the children of Israel. I'll ask you a question. This nation has done more evil than Sodom and Gomorrah. There's not a nation that is evil and wicked as this nation. Show me a nation that has done as evil and wicked as this nation. They have placed the altars to every god there is. They recognize every vile deity of hell there is. She's an evil Jezebel. She's an evil slut. She creates such an evil unless Israel's mind is guarded by the Torah, the Spirit of Yah and Yahshua. You will do the evil just like Manasseh as he seduced them all to bring their sons and their daughters and offer them unto Moloch at the Mokam. Perish today, they give their children over unto the dark powers of this putrefied mindset of the world. They place their sons and daughters in the hands of these corrupt men and women to teach them the laws of wickedness and not the principles of Almighty Yahweh. There's not a nation in the strength of her democracy and her capitalism to teach your children to rebel and to resent you, to turn against you, to reject you, to defy your authority, to refuse to obey. This nation has done that. The spirit of this nation, the spirit of Manasseh, the spirit of the ruling king power of this nation, it seduces the people to turn their children over unto the power of the spirit that be. Just like it was in communism, in Russia and in Germany, the children turned their parents in to the gulag, and they were killed, and they were persecuted. It's not happening here. They will send their parents to jail. You call authorities and police on them. And say, she slapped me or she hit me with a stick. They will put the parents in jail. It's a nation that is so vile and so evil. Not the spirit of Almighty Yah. How has this come? By the power of democracy and capitalism. By the spirit of Baal Gad. By the spirit of Gad and Menhe. The gods, the offerings unto the gods. And everything in America is done with their drink offerings. In their high places, they do their drinking and their wining and their dining, their reveling and their banqueting. When they seal a deal, is done by a drink offering. Why? Because they must bring the drink offering unto many. I don't care what it is. In the social life, whatever life it is, in the economic world, everything is sealed with a drink. When it's all done, it is sealed with a drink offering. And they offering up their toast unto the God of fortune. That is the truth. It is the absolute truth. Hallelujah. And these metaphors and these little things that take place there, that by some chance, they sit down in their corporate office in their fine dining room halls, and they sit down with those CEOs, and after they solidify the deal, they say, we will toast. And they offer up their drink offerings. They sit in their glamorous places that cascades with all kind of beauty all around it. And they began to conjure the spirit of Midian and the power of the God of fortune and that voodoo power that their minds are deceived in their trick. And once they finish, they will rise their glasses to the occasion. They bring the drink offering up to Midian. And they will rise to the occasion with their drink offerings. And they will seal the deal. The same thing in these abominable things we call churches today. These whorehouses, these men that call themselves preachers, they're doing the same things, brothers and sisters. That's what they're doing. They dine and they wine and they buy $1,000 bottles of wine, offering unto the God many. Because we have a democracy, we have a capitalist system that gives us liberty and freedom. It has brought us bondage. Our minds, we have no minds today. We don't have the mind of Hamashiach. The mind of Hamashiach pleases Yah. It desires to please Yah. And the mind of many is the mind that will replace the mind of Yahshua. And we are seeing that in this nation in the last 5 years. We've seen a dramatic change in this nation. It is not one as much as physical, it's one that is so spiritual. It is a spiritual change, brothers and sisters. That's why you must be equipped in this hour. You must have the mind of Yahshua. You're not going to cultivate that mind by bringing offerings unto Baal Gad or unto many. You're not going to cultivate that mind with the spirit of the pseudo-type of wealth that is being portrayed in the world today. They have their pseudo prophets and their leaders that are portraying this imagery around the world, the TD Jakes and the Creflo Dollars, the Benny Hinn's, and these corruptors. And they enjoy the spirit of what we call democracy and this capitalist system because they have wealth beyond description. That vile thing, Paul Crouch, they have 30 some houses throughout the world. And I'm not talking about little small shacks like mine. I'm talking about multi-million dollars houses. And it's one thing that when I read an article, you see everything, Yahweh will show his people all things. He will lead and guide us. It is one thing that every house that they have, the article said they are stocked. They are stocked with some of the most expensive liquors and wines upon the face of the earth. There are wines that will cost you $100,000 a bottle. There are wines that they buy cost $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 a bottle. And that was the amazing thing about the whole article. Not as much as how much the houses cost, but that they all were stuck with the liquors and the wines. And the expensive wines. Why? Because they have offered up the drink offering unto many. They say the deal is sealed. We have money. Good luck. Fate. This is the fate of many. So we will offer up our drink offering. Nothing in America, I don't care what it is sealed with the offering of many, the drink offering. And they do that. That's why they buy the expensive liquors and the expensive wines. When they dine and wine in those places, the offering unto many. They are deceived men. They do not know. And Manasseh, during this time, he brought Israel in one of the most wicked periods of time upon the face of the earth. That has seduced the people. And today the spirits are seducing us. This power of capitalism seduce you. That you actually believe that you're going to be a millionaire. Oh, the enemy, he'll allow those to come through. They're not giving all to him. You're not going to have that kind of money without giving everything unto the powers that be. Let nobody trick you. The TD Jakes, they're wealthy men, but they are serpents. They are evil seducers, and they seduce them by the tens of thousands. If I had a message like them, then I could seduce them. I have the message of Tikvah, of hope. I have the message of Almighty Yahweh. And it deals with truth. Why? Because it comes against everything that is not established by Yahweh. This capitalism, it was not established by Yahweh. This democracy, it was not. Yahweh brought his people together to say that if one has bread, we all have bread. He brought them to Mizraim, Egypt, and he watched over the house of Israel. We must trust him, brothers and sisters. We are justified because we believe him. We have confidence in him. Though he slay me, I'm going to still trust him. If I die, I'm going to still trust him. If I have nothing but bread and water, I will still trust him. I will trust him. Scripture says, you must do all that I command you, what Moshe command you. If you don't, then woe unto you, my people. Listen to this in verse 21 and verse 9. Chapter 21, verse 9. But they listen not. This is a generation that cannot shemak. They cannot perceive or understand Yah. They listen not. And Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than the nations whom Yahweh destroyed before the children of Israel. Verse 10. And Yahweh spoke by his servant the Nabi, saying, the prophet, because Manasseh, king of Yehuda, has done these abominations and done wickedly above all that the Amorites did, which were before him, and has made Yehuda to sin with his idols. Therefore, this says Yahweh, the sovereign ruler of Israel, see, I am bringing evil upon Jerusalem and Yehuda, and whosoever hear of it, both his ears shall tingle. We saw a symbol or a sign of the evil that's coming upon this nation. We saw those jets smash into the Twin Towers. And we saw this country here totally obliterate and destroy two nations. And yet this country is paying a heavy price. They're killing the young men and the young women over there in Iraq. You have more killed in the last 3 years than in Korea, in the Korean War. There were not that many people killed in the Korean War in 3 years. And we watch them every day, just thousands and thousands of young men and women are coming back from Iraq and their bodies are burned beyond recognition. Their minds are destroyed because of these devices that they call terrorists are using. And the shrapnel in their bodies are burned so that they're dying. We don't hear about that! Because they got to believe that is the power of this offering. That's what they're doing, brothers and sisters. They're offering unto these voodoo gods, this god of Midi and Gad, this god of luck. They're doing it all for democracy. Isn't that what they're saying? We're going to bring democracy to Iraq, and there shall not be in that nation because there's none here. But the power of capitalism, it is a spirit, it is a greedy thing. And so the men of this nation, those that are in power and authority, they offer their drink offers continuously in that nation. They drink. They get drunk. What is happening now, even what they call the green zone, whereby the protection is an enclave of these super rich people that go there. Nothing penetrates that. But yet the spirit now is penetrating their green zone. And so their offerings unto many are not like they intended it to be. They're killing these young men and women, and they are deceived. They are drawn. That's why, as Manasseh offered the sons and daughters unto the fire, they're coming back, brothers and sisters. The stories I hear and I read, tens of thousands of them, over 50,000, their bodies are broken. They've lost their legs and amputation, their arms and everything. Their bodies are burned beyond recognition. Just totally destroyed. Some of their minds, because of the shrapnel that has penetrated their minds, they can't think. They're lunatics. You don't hear about those things. They're offering them unto the fire. As Manasseh did, he was an evil man, and this man, that is what we call the hideout, he's an evil skull and bone dog of hell. He is an evil man, and all of his cohorts, they're evil men. And they want to strengthen what they call the capitalist system. It's a greed. And they will use, and take advantage, and destroy. Just like Manasseh did, he brought, and he seduced Israel. It's amazing that young men and women are seduced today to join the military. They are seduced. The power of Manasseh, it lives today, brothers and sisters. It is not something that when he died, that the power died of the spirit. The spirit just came out of him. It just came out of him. And Yahweh calls that spirit, as he calls the king, the heart of the king, to be turned in the direction he wants it. He calls this king's heart to be given over unto the same spirit of Manasseh. We saw him raise up idols in what we call the White House, the Capitol. He brought in all of the religious leaders, and they sat down and they dined. And they offer up their offerings, brothers and sisters. They offer up their offerings, submitted their drink offerings. They prepared tables there, banquet tables, and they offered up their drink offerings. That's what they did. That is the truth. That's what they did. And they came together to conspire. How do we cause the system of capitalists to be entrenched? How do we make money? How do we destroy others that we may be made rich? And they're becoming wealthy beyond recognition. And they send the people of the nations that have no power. Israel, we that walk in the Torah of Yah, the feet of Israel is not going to be moved out of Jerusalem. We will not fight their battles in Iraq. We will not go to Afghanistan and die, our sons die, for their gods to offer them into the fire of Moloch and Mocham. We will not sacrifice daughters over unto the powers of hell. Not the daughters of Israel. Not the daughters of Israel. Not the true Israelite daughters. Those that are heathens will go, but they're not the true Israelite daughters. Not the true Israelite sons. We will not, because Yahweh will fight our battle. He fights our battle. We have Teshua. We have victory. And Yahshua. We're not going to have victory by some weapons of mass destruction. And they've literally destroyed the country and they still have no victory. Mr. Bush said, job accomplished. Nothing accomplished. Nothing whatsoever. Don't think that the things we see in the mannerism of the nation thereby happen chance. All these things are just metaphors of what is truly the power, or what is truly in its expression in Scripture, and what it represents in some kind of metaphoric sense. But there's Scripture that shows us that these things are real. The drink offering, you better understand that this drink offering today, it is the most powerful thing of the many. It is. And it all deals with their greed for money. I don't care who it is. They solidify their deal with that. That's what they do. Because it is not of Almighty Yahweh. Scripture says, therefore, this says Yahweh, the sovereign rule of Israel. He said, I will bring evil upon Jerusalem and Yehuda, that whosoever heareth, both of their ears shall tingle. And I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria, and the palm line of the house of Ahab. And I will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipes a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. He said, and I will forsake the remnant of my inheritance and deliver them into the hands of their enemies. And they shall become the prey and the spoil of all their enemies. Why? Why, Yah? Would you do that? Why is Yahweh going to allow the tribulation that shall overtake the nations? Why? We have rejected Torah. We have rejected truth. We have despised Him. We have done evil, brothers and sisters. The minds of this generation, or the mindset of this generation, is not like the mindset of those in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Don't think. The thinking is different. Your sons and daughters are not like the sons and daughters of the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Not even the 60s. It has been a total transformation. There's a generation that the mind is just steeped in wickedness. It is one that is given over unto such covetousness and greed. And that is what we call democracy, the god of fate and the god of luck. That is what it creates when we have leaders and rulers in these whorehouses, the synagogues, that they open the gates to the gods. Be what you want to be. God wants you to be all you can be. Yahweh wants us to be one thing, sons, pure and set apart. That is what He wants us to be. He wants you to be all you want to be. Now many wants to drink offerings. The sons and daughters are given over unto drunkenness. I was reading and the Charlotte Observer, the CMS system. I will bring that article tomorrow night, hopefully. The percentage of the young ones that are given to drunkenness. And one student said, this is what one student said. He says, the student said, I don't recall whether it was a male or a female, but said, it is a very devastating thing to be in the school system. It's tough. You're not going to make it. And most of the students are drinking their offerings unto many brothers and sisters. The drink offerings are proliferating. They rise to the occasion at their gala activities, their games, as they celebrate their Titan gods. We have seen such an origin, not an aversion, but such a great desire for sporting. Multi-million-dollar athletes, what they call them. They have raised them up to the pinnacle of icons and gods. And everything revolves around the drink offering unto many. They go to the high school games at drunkenness and killings and shootings. And gangs rule today. They're evil. That is what the Spirit has opened up. That is what Babylon opened up the gates to the gods. It confused the minds of your sons and your daughters. The husbands and wives today are confused. It opens up the gates to the gods today. And they're drunkards in school. Colleges are nothing but cesspools of drunkenness and whoredom and any kind of shit it is. The women are dogs and they practice bestiality and any kind of foul thing it is. That is the truth. Binge drinking. The college women are binge drinkers. They drink. They're drunk. Because they're God many. Why are they there? They're there to secure their fortunes, are they not? They're going to college to prepare for their fortunes. That's what they're going for. They're going because they've got many. This voodooism, this voodoo economy. Do not they go to college so that they can make preparation for their fortune? They don't go to college unless they're trying to acquire fortune, right? It is the spirit of the God, many. And there they must constantly offer up drink offerings. They drink. They get drunk. The women, sex is a thing. There's no natural desire. God whatsoever. Women with women. Men with men. All the time they post some of the most prolific colleges for partying. Indiana University is always number one. Where if you want to have a good time, they say, and party, you come to IU, Indiana University. And some of what we call the most prestigious universities are the ones whereby they love the drunkenness. The students binge drink all the time. You see them raising their glasses. All right, give me a toast and drunkenness. Their minds. Because they are the strength of what we call capitalism. They are the promoters of capitalism. They are the ones that tell, well, I think what I want to. This is democracy. We have a democracy. They raise them up as idols or to give themselves over unto the worship of God and many. Brothers and sisters, it may not sound like this is sensible what I'm saying, but I know it's the truth. That's why they're filled with drunkenness. That's why they drink and they drink and they drink and they drink and they drink. Because the drink offering must be, they prepare a table for the drink offering. Not too many. And they drink. They get drunk. Sex. Appetitus is a part of all of that. The gates to the gods. You think that they're going to get some powerful learning. And they literally open the gates to the gods. That's what Babylon is. She's confusion. And in that confusion, you don't know which gate to go out of, do you? So the gates are open. And so the powers that be, they come in. The gods. The gods. And that is what this power of the strengths of the towers in America. These are the two prevailing strengths in America. Capitalism and democracy. And that is exported throughout the nations of the world. When governments don't even understand what democracy is or capitalism is. When they began to condescend, you began to see the gates of the gods open. You will see nations whereby there was some chastity among the daughters and some cleanliness. You began to see the proliferation of whoredom and drunkenness and every kind of vile spirit there is. Permeate that nation. When you began to see the capitalist power established, you began to see the greed and the lust personified in a way like no other way. You began to see the rise of crime when there were nations whereby there was no rising of crime. Because the spirit of Manasseh, they do evil, and they do more evil than the government that was before them. There's no consciousness to their evil. None whatsoever. That's why Yahweh does not want his people to be a part of it. We will not offer up the drink offerings unto many. We will not be a part of the worship of God. We will bless Yahweh for all things, for bread and life and strength. For the tikvah of Yahshua, we will bless him. Food and raiment, we are very satisfied. Our government is the rule of Almighty Yahweh. It's not a democracy or a capitalist power. He makes rich. He gives us power. It is Yahweh that gives us power to be rich. And to be rich in his health and wealth and his understanding. That's what we need. Above all things. We need that, brothers and sisters. Above all things. He said, because they did that which they have done, which was evil in my sight. They have provoked me to anger. Since the day that their avarch came forth out of Mizraim, even to this day. Moreover, Manasseh shed much innocent blood. There was a woman that met with this thing we call the President of the United States. She said to him, he had a private meeting with her. She said, I hold you responsible for my 21-year-old son's death. She says, you are responsible. And said the man, he was talking with the woman, saying, I understand your cries and all of that. She said, you ought to bring our sons and daughters home. And she said, there was an expression that came over this man like nothing else. Something that was demonic. So you don't understand, because those innocent sons and daughters, they don't know what they're fighting for. They think they're fighting for democracy. But they have been offered unto the gods that be. And the God of capitalism and democracy demands and commands the soul of everyone. That is why they take the soul of a man. He is driven in this capitalist system to have bread on his table. They're driven in this capitalist system for a house and a home. This capitalist system drives them. It takes the soul of a man. It requires that he has no life to serve Yahweh. He has no breath in him to bless Yahweh. That's why Yahweh says, I want you under my rule, Israel. I want my Torah. I will show you how much I love you. I will write it in your love that you will have no doubt. And Yahshua will come. And he will bring that Torah alive. I will make it alive and make it live. And it will blossom from your bosom. This capitalist system destroys your home. Destroys a man's soul. Destroys his love for his wife and his children, his family. It drives him and it drives him and it drives him. The innocent, the blood of the innocent, they are being destroyed until he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another. Beside his sins, wherewith he made Yahuda, look at that, the man made Yahuda, he convinced them to sin in doing that which is evil in the sight of Yahweh. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh and all that he did, and his sins that he sinned, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the Kings of Yehuda? And Manasseh slept with his avat, and he was buried in the garden of his own house, in the garden of Uzzah, and Amon his son reigned in his stead. Now I establish this to show you this prophet Zephaniah. He was raised under this spirit of darkness in Yehuda. And yet in the midst of that, there was a light that Yahweh had prepared to bring forth a message unto Israel and the people of Yah for the end time scenario that shall take place. That we may prepare ourselves against the very onslaught that Yahweh is going to bring against the people that have turned their love against him and given themselves over unto the gods, unto the towers of strength. And the towers of strength in this nation, man reverence that more than he reverenced the Torah. His jobs remove him away from loving Yah. I was reading, I was listening, I believe last night, one of the unshackles. I like the logist of the stories that many times that they come on. That's all. I really do. Just, and that was one couple said that in their testimony, we had no time for Yahweh in essence. He said, and we began to realize we were spending so much time in front of television. We were doing that. We were going here. We realized that we were not even taking time for him. It was not that we did not have the time. We were just not taking the time because we found something to do beside take time with him. So this is a nation today that their gladiators, their stadiums were filled to the brim with the warriors, the pagan worship. It brimmed the autumn skies today, their voices resonated throughout nations, throughout cities of this country. They rail for their gods, the titans. They rail for the panthers, their unclean, beastly gods. You have never seen a nation in this time in the last 10 years that has given over to sports like no other nation. They are consumed with a ball and bouncing, some form of a little ball and things like that. They spend billions of dollars. Billions. Billions. They said the other day there were three baseball players. I read the article. They play for New York. The three baseball players, they make their combined salary, just three, they make $68 million a year. Well, the whole team of the Detroit Tigers, the whole team makes $68 million. All 32 players. Three. But they're raised as icons. They're raised as gods in a system that we gravitate to, and our minds are given over to that and say, this is what the deity wants us to have. Not so. Not so. Not so.